read Psalm 46. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, a psalm. This is a psalm. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he wrought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still. Know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
So, we are looking at Psalm 46 today. And Psalm 46 has a real clear theme. It's this idea of protection in the middle of the storm. When things are going on around you that you need help from, there is God. He will be your walls. He will fight your battles. He will win your wars. He will protect you. He will give you what you need. He'll give you strength, security. He'll bring you peace. But that's not the exact message that God gave me from this. But it is a very valid way to read this, and it is hugely encouraging as a psalm, if you are going through a situation right now where you feel you need God surrounding you, focus on this. Find this psalm and use it as a place to go back to again and again, just to remind yourself of how amazing God is and how he will come round you in the middle. And so if that's what you need to hear today, I encourage you to focus on this psalm and keep going on for it. But I was given a bit of a picture by God when I was reading this psalm and preparing, and I want to share it with you. Now, if I had the skills, I would have gone out and I would have shot some footage, get the words out there, and we would have had a really nice, edited, crisp video or something up there that you could all see, and it would have been fantastic to see the picture that I had in my head out there, and you could watch it too. It would have been amazing. As it is, it's going to be even more amazing because we're going to use the power of imagination. So I'm going to try and paint a picture for you today. I want to try and paint a picture for you for what I saw, and however it's going to be best for you to help picture what I saw, what I'm going to be describing, you do. So whether or not you want to keep your eyes open and listen to me, that's fine. If you want to shut your eyes and just let the words go through and your imagination run that way, also fine. If you decide to shut your eyes and snooze, we will pause and bring the mic round to you. So you have been warned. I'm kidding, that's not why it's up here at all. But if you do shut your eyes, please do stay awake. It will hurt my feelings very much so, but let me into some really good insight if it does send you to sleep. I want you to imagine, first of all, that you're on a path. Because this isn't a stationary image. There's a path going ahead of you, out into the distance, to the horizon. And you know your purpose is to walk this path. Your purpose is to take every step and imagine yourself walking now down this path. It can look like whatever you want it to look like. But you're walking down this path, and you know your purpose from God. The reason why you're here is to walk down this path. And as you keep going, you suddenly realize that this path isn't idyllic in any way. In fact, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the hearts of the sea. I want you to imagine now that your path on either side starts falling away. I want you to really feel that moment when there's a landslide on either side of you, down into the sea, and suddenly you thought you were on somewhere safe, but you're not anymore. You are walking out on a knife-edge path. And on either side of you, down sheer cliffs, is a sea. On either side. And this sea, its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. As you're walking down this path, this again, still, although you've had this one scary thing happen, you might be tempted to say that this is quite a nice view. It's not. This isn't a nice, majestic view that it could be. This is the seas and the waves roaring, trying to knock you off this path. The sea has something against you. It's pushing this way and that, and you can feel the ground underneath you beginning to shake as you continue to walk down this path, because this is the path that's been put before you to walk. As you're walking and these waves are roaring and the mountains and the ground beneath you is shaking, you come out to a new place where the nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall, the earth melts. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Now, I've been a big fan of the Last Kingdom series. So as you're going along this path, I want you to imagine that there's a war going on now. You've made it off this narrow path and into a plain where there's people fighting left and right. Shields, axes, spears, and swords. And you're going to walk right through the middle of this, because that's where the path goes. It goes straight and it goes on, and you know this is the way that you were made to walk. And as you're walking through, you suddenly realize you're going to be taken through the heart of the battle, with people fighting where you will be walking. But somehow, as you walk through, the swords miss you. There's no ducking or diving that you need to do. You just walk forward, and somehow, every arrow that comes your way misses. Every spear thrust that should connect, you walk past. And even more than that, the ones that should hit you, the arrows that are coming in, suddenly stop and shatter as you're walking past. In fact, as you walk past, behind you, coming out almost like another wave, is peace. As you walk through this battle, this war zone, this fight, somehow, miraculously, not being hit, peace rolls out behind you, and people put down their weapons. People put down their swords, their shields. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. And right at the end, as you get to the end of your path, you see one hill and one cross on the top. Be still and know that I am God. And you hear this voice saying this. And I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. And at that point, you turn around and you look. And behind you, you see the path that you've walked. And it is different to as it was when you walked it. Because as you've walked through this, as you've walked into the battle, into the natural disasters, God has been working behind you and through you as you've been moving. And you can see now the nations behind you all looking at the cross, all in peace, all exalting God, and all being still. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. They all cry out. That's the end of the little imagery or little very on-the-cheap video that I've got you to watch. And this is a picture, the image that God gave me as I was reading this. It was really clear, the sense of the stones and the mountains falling away. And the fear of the waves coming in and the battle and the somehow being saved. But even clearer over all of that, through all of it, was a path. There is a path for us all to walk. Now, for those of you going back to school, you know exactly where your path is now about to lead and where you're just about to go. But for all of us, and especially at this time when we're starting a new term, an academic year, we all have some choices that we're going to make where we're going to be starting new, something new coming up. And this is the opportunity for us to decide, are we going to jump in with this or are we going to try to avoid it? Now, if you were like me, you know what? I hated starting school again. I don't particularly like starting new things. It makes me a little bit nervous. It makes me a little bit scared, especially trying to meet new people. But there is a path for us all. And the thought that one day, if you had told my teenage self that I would be up on a stage talking to people, I would have told you to get out of here and you're crazy. But there is a path for each of us and a choice that we all have to make to start going down this path. So, are you going to do it? As I said, there's a really valid way of reading this that's about the protection of the Lord will come to you and surround you and give you strength and give you comfort when you need it, when you are into a situation. But the picture God gave me was for us stepping out into a situation. The idea of us stepping onto a path and choosing to go. And as a faith, we know that there's a huge element of choosing to go. We have the Great Commission. We have some of the words from that last song there talking about going. This isn't a static faith. This isn't something that we come to on a Sunday. This is something that we bring with us wherever we go. This is a choice that we make to go down this path. And will you choose to walk down the difficult path that God has laid before you? Will you choose to step out of your comfort zone and into danger in order that God will be exalted among the nations? Will you make the decision to leave the comfortable path, but rather walk down the path that's been laid before you, that God has put in place, that he says will bring trials? Jesus acknowledges that the path that follows him isn't easy, but he does promise to walk through you, walk with it, walk with you through it. Can you tell I've just come back from holiday? The words aren't quite working yet, but hopefully the meaning's still getting through. But it's a choice. And I'm sure if I was to ask you all now to bring to mind a time when you decided, you made a choice to not go down that path, to not take that extra step for the kingdom, to not go on a walk with God into somewhere dangerous, where it felt like it was going to cost you something, we can all think of the time when we decided not to do that. I can think of a time when I've decided not to do that. But is that the sort of community we want to be? And this is what I want really encourage you today to think about and make your choice as we start an academic year. Is this the community that we want to be? Where we choose a comfortable path? Where we have a faith that's static, that we come to on a Sunday? Or do you want to choose a path that will be difficult, that will be filled with dangers, that will cost you? Let's not pretend that it won't. Or do you want to walk a path that's also filled with adventure, that's filled with life, filled with amazing opportunities to change the world around you, to change nations, to be part of what God is doing? I want us to be a community of people that see the opportunities, to see the path that God puts out before us and decide to take it at the cost to ourselves. And that's what we should be. That's who we're called to be disciple makers, to be difference makers, history changers, followers of Jesus, active and walking into war zones that could look like a difficult school experience. It could look like a really hard workplace. It could look like family disputes and arguments. It could look like relationships where you decided long ago you don't want to get involved in that because this person's just bringing about pain. We can be the community that God wants us to be when we start deciding to step out onto the path and go and see the adventures that God has for us. And God promises to protect us. There's a lot of talk in this about a fortress and about protection. And back then when this was written, of course, they're talking and they're thinking about Jerusalem and the temple and they're trying to fix it to a place. But verses 4-5, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. And verse 11, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. We are no longer tied to a city or a temple or a building. When we become a Christian, we have God in us. This is a promise that God will protect us when we're with him. And as Christians, no matter where we go, God is with us. He is in us. The Spirit lives in us to guide us, to prompt us. And Jesus promises to walk every step of the way beside us. We are now the dwelling place. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at the break of day. If you choose to go on a walk down this path, whatever it's going to be for you, then God promises that he will help you, that he is within you, that you will not fall, that the rivers and the streams of his, the energy, the life, the spirit that he's given you will make you glad, that he, that you are where he dwells, and that you will be part of making our Lord, our God, exalted among the nations. So, your choice. And if you need to take away from this Psalm 46 today that you're in a place where you need protection and you need help, then focus on that. Focus on that message. Use this psalm. But if there's a little bit in you that wonder what adventure looks like, use this psalm as encouragement to go and do, to be excited, to make difficult choices, because we have a God that will never leave us. I'm just going to pray for us now as I close this message, and then I'm going to go into a time of prayer straight afterwards. Just a short one, but I'm going to pray for us now. Father, I want to thank you that we are here today to worship you, but we're here today to become equipped and prepared, every one of us, to go out onto the path that you have placed us on. To go and see all nations exalt you, Lord, to lift your name high, to declare you as God. And so for each of us, Father, when we have our next choice to make, do we go the comfortable way or the way filled with danger and adventure? Would you, Father, be helping us, giving us the strength, the courage to choose the way that feels like it will cost so much? But the way that you know will give so much more to the world around us. Would you help us make that decision? Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.